Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortin bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is hump day. Also, National Filet Mignon Day. Probably my favorite cut of meat. It's Left-Hander's Day.
Left-Hander Day.
Yeah, boy. Howard Stern's days are numbered, or at least that's what they're telling us. We've been on YouTube now for a while. Now we're talking about maybe being on Vigilante Tube. There is a Vigilante Tube. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then a woman who grew 5 cup sizes instantly. Jamie, you're looking for that pill. I know, but Father Fortman, how are you today?
I grew 2 cup sizes over the last 2 decades. You sure? Just saying.
Jay.
Happy Left-Hander Day to all my lefties out there, all my southpaws.
Southpaws.
DW, how are you this evening? Man, are you a lefty? Good. You're not a lefty.
I am not. Gary's going to try to convince y'all he's left-handed in a minute, but he's not.
I am.
No, he's not.
Gary, speaking of Gary, look at that beautiful shirt he's got on.
It is. Look, it's got a look, it's on my left side for left-hand waffle day.
Looks like you run a church in prison.
You're so funny.
Looks like you had a train ran.
Well, Gary, it's National Left-Handed Day.
I am partially. Are you him? I like to call myself left-handed adjacent.
Yes. He's left-handed adjacent.
Why would you be? Because you golf and bat left-handed?
I golf and hit baseballs left-handed.
That's it. That's the only 2 things he does left-handed.
And that
doesn't make you left-handed.
And I kick a kickball and soccer ball left-footed.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But it's left-handed day, not left-footed day.
Ah, if it waddles like a duck.
You kick left-footed?
I do. I kick my...
I don't know how I kick.
Why are you so weird?
I don't know.
Way I was raised, you know?
Wonder what it's like to see the world from a left-handed point of view on international. This is an international holiday. Left-Handers Day, you get to explore that world for a day. Did you know Presidents Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama were all left-handed? Jamie, you and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, you have a lot more in common with Bill Clinton than Barack. I think y'all are awesome. Yep. Paul McCartney and Jimi Hendrix were left-handed guitarists.
Now didn't Jimmy play his guitar upside down because he had a right-handed guitar?
A brief stint in college, I was learning to play the... By the time of college, was a brief stint all on his own.
You didn't make a
semester,
that's
what I was going to say, but you beat me to
I was in college, I was learning to play a bass guitar upside down. Mm.
Babe Ruth and Sandy Koufax were also... Yes. And Oprah Winfrey were also...
So, and Griffey Jr. was left-handed, too.
So I was sitting there one day, and Slugger. I'm left-handed. But I swing a bat and golf clubs right-handed.
Right-handed.
Yes. That was a mistake.
And I shoot a shotgun right-handed. Well, I'm sitting there one day practicing.
Maybe that's pistol. What's wrong with your golf game.
I was sitting there practicing. And I realized I take my pistol and I draw it across my body to my right eye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're right eye dominant.
Your right eye dominant or left eye dominant?
Right eye. Because I pull it across my body from over here. And I realized I'm like, something's not right. And I realized what I was doing.
International Left-Handers Day celebrates the differences and distinctness of left-handed individuals. Day was first celebrated by Dean Campbell in 1976.
Y'all don't know the struggle of picking up scissors.
I never thought about that.
Yeah,
you just turn them.
Are scissors?
Scissors are right-handed. This is a right-handed.
They're ambidextrous.
They're bilingual.
They're bilingual scissors.
Yeah. It's like kid scissors are now, but like. Used to not be the case.
Some scissors just have 2 circles. They're the same size.
I'm telling you, scissors used to be exclusively right-handed.
Mm. You may be colorblind. You may be scissors.
So you couldn't just flip it upside down?
It can't because you had to read the writing on the one side.
Because
of the taper.
Okay. So it's like got your a thumb.
So like when you do your right hand, that taper, your thumb curves around the... You don't notice it because of the way scissors are. So when you pick your right hand, your hand's going against that taper.
So maybe if we created scissors that had taper from both sides,
you'll be billionaire.
Well, they make them now, but there's also left-handed scissors too.
Maybe it was the paper.
All right, here's some numbers.
And right,
is there left-handed hammers too?
He's taper sensitive.
Really?
What?
No. Why would there be a left-handed hammer?
12% of the world is left-handed.
Jamie's in the 12%.
It would be higher than that.
In 1860, the year when left-handed people were essentially seen as being in league with the devil, 0.5% of guitarists who play left-handed, 11 times the higher likelihood for left-handers suffer from allergies. Wow.
Can you imagine?
Burn them at the stake.
That's what I was going to say. Can you imagine being left-handed and set on fire for it?
How dare.
All right, here's a good one.
Burn them at the stake, like, nah, like my medium.
It takes 4 to 5 months longer for a left-hander to reach puberty than their peers.
Jamie was an early bloomer.
23% more men than women are left-handed. And then 70% of left-handed people have left brain dominance when it comes to language control.
Also, left-handers are left. I always thought left-handers were now, right.
This is interesting.
Brain.
I did too. 40% of the current top tennis players are lefties. Now that's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah,
considering only 12% of the population.
It's an advantage.
That's a left-handed.
It's like left-handed pitchers have an advantage automatically because they're different.
The tennis statistics, wild though.
Yeah.
40%? Yeah, but you're putting crazy. You're able to put a spin on that. People aren't accustomed to seeing. That's like in high school basketball.
Here's some interesting.
I wasn't great, but people were not used to guarding a left-handed basketball player.
I'm glad left-handed people know when they're terrible at sports.
So lefties, they're the best hitters in baseball.
See, I told you.
That's okay, but here we go.
Right-handed.
Study published by Yale researchers in 2013 claimed that people with psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia, are more likely to be left-handed.
It makes sense.
Just makes sense.
The notion of left-handedness is wrong is embedded in our language. Okay. Sinister comes from the Latin sinistra, left-handed. They're restless sleepers. Jamie sleeps like a rock.
I spent a lot of time.
Give him a few brews and he'll sleep like a rock.
Yeah. When you're around me, I'm sleeping like I'm unconscious.
Yeah, 90%. This goes back. 98% of right-handers are left-brained, but so are about 70% of left-handers.
Which side's the artistic side?
Right. I say the left side.
I thought the right side. Right side. No. The right side's the artistic side,
not the autistic side.
No, Jamie. That's the full brain of Jamie. Yeah.
The right side is associated with creativity.
Okay, right side.
Okay.
So, but you know, a lot of left-handed people are more artistic, like. Artist and
like D-Rock.
So you're making up stats now.
No, I've struggled my whole life carrying things with left-handed people because Jamie is left-handed and now my daughter is left-handed and I've carried lots
there
of
things. There is no scientific evidence to support the claim left-handed people are inherently more artistic or creative.
I get what that says.
This is AI.
Oh, so it's got to be.
And they're just like regular people too.
They are.
You know,
they just won't be different.
Is there
they won't be special.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Derek's left-handed. D-Rock's.
A lot of the left-handed people I know are more artistic.
Except that one. He's autistic.
That's right. I should put
he's
an odd.
Odd.
Artistic. Here we go. We'll ask that.
I got OGD. The tism.
He's on spectrum.
How many people do you think were on the spectrum when we were in school?
There is evidence suggesting a correlation between left-handed and autism spectrum.
I told y'all.
Terry, what are the chances of being colorblind and left-handed?
Oh
yeah,
that's Jamie right there.
Yeah, what are those?
He's colorblind plus being left-handed, which is why he matches so eloquently.
Yeah.
Of being both colorblind and left-handed is very low, but not rare. About 8% of men are estimated to be colorblind. Well, roughly 10% are left-handed. Wow, so that's pretty low.
Like
8% of men.
8% times 10%. What is 8% by 10%?
Do this. What are the odds of being left-handed? What was the other one? Colorblind and have a body mass index of like 40.
Actually, your odds go up with your.
You're like in the PMI. Yeah. We just figured that out.
He's in the 1%.
He's in the million.
I'm a 1%.
Wow, you're really low. 6.5% of men are BMI of 40. Only 10.4 are left-handed, and then 8% are colorblind. So
somebody do that math.
Wow.
Wait, time.
You're like a geographical oddity.
You're basically albino, Jamie, just in a different way.
We're looking at the.
You're like an albino deer in the middle of the woods.
We're looking at the. 5 millionth percentile.
So what you tell me?
It's a 5/10,000 percentile.
What other strange characteristics do you have that we should search?
Jamie is unique.
Hazel eyes.
Also, is abnormally red face.
Yeah, hazel eyes are unique.
I thought they were common.
I did too.
Not as common as brown.
You might be an alien, Jamie.
I might be.
He is not of this earth.
There is no other person on earth like Jamie. That's what it says.
I am unique.
8% have color blindness, 10% are left-handed. BMI of 40 or greater is 9.4, and hazel eyes is 5. You're like, you're never win the lottery because you already hit it.
Your chances of being chubby are almost.
You know what? You're more likely to have an. Hey, you're more likely to have an extra chromosome than you are to have all these things that you have.
That's my guy.
Oh, that's your guy.
That's my guy.
They'll take all that and put it in the clergy.
Jamie's a rare condition that we don't know about yet.
How many men are growing to be the priesthood?
None.
Jamie, you're up.
I just said zero.
You're up syndrome.
It's gonna be Bigfoot and Jamie.
Bigfoot Father and Jamie.
Yeah. Oh,
Bigfoot's you know way what? More elusive. I guarantee you that.
Confidence boost. So see how special I am.
Stuff.
It says if I can tell it's your sex that it can maybe give me a good one.
Sex, not often.
Here we go.
Occasionally.
Asexual. Like a worm.
Actually, what it said is Grok just died because it cannot calculate it. So, all right. Multiplying these percentages together. 0.00004540 and a 36864. So this means that approximately 0.0037% of the population would have all of these traits.
I am so rare. I'm a
1 in 27,000.
That's crazy.
Out of 27,000 people, there would only be one Jamie.
If only you were.
But that means there's multiples of you. Wait a minute. Because there's how many billion people on this earth?
We need to put it out.
That means there's like 1,000 of you.
More than that, there's 8 billion people.
8 billion? Oh, man. My.
There's millions of me.
You could have an army of Jamies.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start an organization.
That's not what I thought you were
organization of Jamies.
The left-handed, colorblind, fat, hazel eyed clergy of the world. Is that we gotta come with
you had the first three letters right.
Lord help us. I didn't forget what we were talking about. Let me see. Well, you dominated the whole discussion. Howard Stern's days are numbered. Rumor has SiriusXM will not be able to pay him what he thinks he's worth.
I thought he was gone.
No, he was off for the summer as well.
Yeah, he's on Sirius.
He's on Sirius XM, has been since 2005, and people are now coming out of the woodworks. Look, I used to listen to Stern.
I have never enjoyed his show.
I used to listen to Stern.
I found it racist, long time ago. Sexist, and disgusting. Actually, I just like the guy.
You didn't like him, or you liked him?
That sounds like right up your alley.
That sounds like you're
all my favorite qualities.
Sounds like your type of show.
All my favorite qualities. I was jealous of him. That's why
we even had a show. Yeah. So it's not like we can say that he.
I was never a big fan.
I wasn't. I didn't care for
his humor. When it comes to his interviews, dude could interview like nobody's
been. He was a good interviewer.
When it comes to his comedy, actually, Donnie, I thought you'd love it because it's very like fifth grade humor. Right, Gary?
Yeah.
I did not care for his humor.
Really?
And it turned me off. Yeah.
Terry's like, Donnie, I think you have the brain of a fifth grader.
I think a lot of times your humor makes that.
As a shock jock is what he was. And that's, but he did really good interviews and got a lot of information out and asked questions that a lot of other people.
When it comes to interview, he was really good interview.
It was a good interview.
He was a good interview.
He got way more personal than anybody else.
And he interviewed a lot of people that other people weren't able to interview. And get a lot of good quality stuff out of them.
So. Yeah, like from.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I remember listening.
Ironically, though, Terry, I wasn't a big fan of his humor.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's a little ironic, don't you think?
Don't you think?
Like Ray. It's like Howard Stern doing an interview. Jamie, you're more rare than Howard Stern.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know you were such a rare.
Who was the superhero?
You know how lucky you are?
Did he do a superhero?
Ass Man.
That's right.
That's.
I enjoyed Tom Green's butt guy that when he was running around, put his butt on everything.
What? I thought Tom Green was funny.
Tom Green was
hilarious. See, you would have loved Howard Stern. You didn't give it a chance. If you like Tom Green,
was that funny? Tom Green was funny.
I did not think Tom Green was funny.
You never saw Freddie Got Fingered? That was that was awesome.
I was also a huge fan.
It was a hilarious.
Sausages. Yeah, I didn't think Tom Green was that funny either.
But, okay, so let's talk about comedy. So what is a comedy genre?
I like intelligent comedy.
Okay, but what about, what's the one that did?
Hold on. So you don't like Chris Farley at all?
Monty Python. Monty Python. Do you like Monty Python?
Okay.
It's okay.
Monty Python's funny because Monty Python was puns.
A lot. A full thing puns.
Full puns. Right? I like puns.
All right. So Monty Python's just, we all agree, they're just, they're funny.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
What about like Richard Pryor?
So my top three in any particular order or no particular order, Richard Pryor.
He's there. Yeah.
George Carlin's and Dave Chappelle.
I was about to say, if you didn't say Dave Chappelle,
but all three of those have something in common. They're all three have their pulse. They're very intelligent. They're highly intelligent.
They talk about society.
Yes, that's what they do.
They talk about society.
I love Chappelle. I thought Chappelle was hilarious.
George Carlin's was Chappelle before Chappelle.
Chris Rock wasn't bad.
Have you ever heard Red Fox?
Red Fox was hilarious. But and like one-liners, Rodney Dangerfield was hilarious with his one-liners, but he wasn't pushing the limit.
One of my favorite comedians is a guy called Mitch Hedberg.
Oh yeah,
and he has hilarious. Super dry humor, but I like Mitch Hedberg.
Theo Vaughn is the sober version of Mitch Hedberg.
Theo Vaughn is the more sober version of Mitch Hedberg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Theo Vaughn,
but Theo Vaughn isn't necessarily a comic as much as he is a great storyteller.
Oh, he's a comic. No, he's you've never heard of stand up.
Yeah, but he's funny. His storytelling is top notch.
Because Theo Vaughn's like. Man, I was in the hood. I was sitting there.
You know what? Pulled this up, realized George Carlin died in 08.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what. Time. Have you ever seen Robin Williams stand up?
Yeah, it's
good. Robin Williams
was but you know,
he was so. Someone said he was stealing stuff.
Yes, his notorious.
Like joke thief. Stealer. Joke stealer, apparently.
I thought
even though he was talented.
I like Matt Rife. I think
he's not bad.
Is funny.
He's different.
He has the ability to work the crowd.
You know who was funny?
Quick,
I thought Mr. Family Feud was the one stealing stuff.
No, you're talking about.
He was stealing stuff too. Oh, but you know who was funny and he's dead now? What was a fat guy from Arkansas? Ralph.
Ralphie May was hilarious.
Ralphie May was great.
Ralphie May was good.
All right. So according to IMDb, number one right now, current stand-up comedian is Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
How many of y'all have seen Dave Chappelle live?
This dude did.
It was awesome. Louis C.K. He survived me too. That dude survived
Louis
me
C.K.
too.
Is funny.
Bill Burr funny. Is listed third.
Bill Burr's good.
That's the redheaded
one. Right. Yeah, he's bald-headed now.
Yeah,
but
these next couple, I've never heard of. Pete Holmes.
Nope. You never heard of Pete Holmes?
Nope.
I like Joe Coy.
Hold on, Pete Holmes is one of those all the skits where he's Batman.
Oh, he does the Batman one? Yeah, those are hilarious.
Where he's like, so all I can do is take my tongue and press that red button.
He does it's college humor.
Hannibal Buress, they're saying is fifth.
But yeah, the college humor.
Roy Scoville. Zach Galifianakis.
That's funny.
He does that show.
He's
that
dry. He's really dry. He doesn't use any foul language. It's
because he stays serious the whole time. Yeah. But you know in
real life. Baby voice.
Yeah. John Mulaney, don't know him. Anthony Jeselnik.
So Pete Holmes does skits where like he's Professor X and he's firing all the X-Men.
That'd be funny.
Anzeez Ansari, he's from Parks and Recreation.
Look,
Mike Birbigalli.
Never heard of him.
Eugene Merman. Name me David Cross. David Cross was in Arrested Development. Yeah,
he's like one of Pete Holmes' things. He's fired.
Jerry Seinfeld's number 16. Pat Oswalt 17.
He said yes, and our arch enemy can control metal.
You know who
Pat Oswalt's not funny, man. Who?
Joe Coy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Joe Coy is pretty funny.
I know Joe Coy.
Where's Dane Cook on this?
Dane Cook. Leave now.
Actually, I don't know most of it. Sarah Silverman's 32. Norm McDonald was 36.
Norm McDonald,
he's only 30. I thought it was How was this
Russell list? Brand, 37.
Russell Brand's not.
Craig actor. Ferguson at 39. Ron White, 40.
Call me modern. Peter Salad.
It ain't too modern.
Oh, wait a minute. This was created 13 years ago. Okay. Modified 12 years ago. Never mind. All right. I found an old list.
Norm Macdonald is hilarious.
Yeah, they were still alive back then.
I do. Like, I know Matt Rife's kind of cliche, but I think he does a good job. Like
I don't said think earlier, I've actually listened to him.
He interacts with his audience really well and comes up with a lot of stuff on the fly.
So what do you look for in a stand-up comedian? What do you look for in a stand-up comedian? What do you really want to get when you go?
The Matt Rife thing. I want the one-off experience and not the same show every time.
I want somebody that will make me think about societal issues without throwing in my face.
So the one time, me and Marty actually went and saw Dave Chappelle in Vegas. There were some other guys. And he had just come out with two Netflix specials. And I didn't listen to him on purpose because I was like, I don't want to hear the same joke.
Yeah.
Hell no. We went there live, and it was a totally different set than what he had on Netflix. And dude is just next level.
But like, I mean,
there's a reason he is what he is.
There's a reason that comedians get away with a lot because they make light of societal issues.
We should do a Father Fortenberry stand-up hour.
I answered before you asked the question, but I think I'm in the same boat as Jamie. I like it when those guys have the ability to be the person that can go and say anything. And it's funny to everyone in the room, regardless of race, religion, creed, color, whatever. I think that makes a great comedian.
So
and
you can literally
say anything.
A very good, underrated comedian that's long been dead for years. Sam Kinison.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember Sam Kinison?
He yelled a lot.
Yelled a lot. So Sam Kinison was a Southern Baptist preacher.
John Belushi was.
He becomes a comedian. And I don't know his religious walk, how he got to where he was, but he would do a skit of his, he's doing his comedian show, and he'd break into the Southern Baptist preacher.
He was a Southern Pentecostal.
That's what it was.
Preacher.
But like he does a skit where he's discussing just how shitty the world is, and everyone's like, Jesus, when are you going to come back? When are you coming back, Jesus? And then he goes, Jesus up there, looks at his hand and says, it's going to be a little while.
It's going to be a mess.
So, I mean, you know, that's pushing buttons.
But I think some of the better comedians are the ones that don't hold back and don't care about getting canceled. That's what the difference is.
Well, I think today's different than even 5 years ago. I think they have cancel fatigue.
Yeah,
yeah.
People are canceled.
But you can't cancel somebody that doesn't care if they're canceled.
Exactly.
Well, but they have different outlets today than they even had 20 years ago. Like YouTube can cancel you. You go to Rumble. You go to X. X is the Wild Wild West. Jamie and I have talked about
this. X is the Wild Wild West
of
whenever you come out and have a joke or whatever, and someone gets offended and you apologize, you done messed up.
Yeah, don't apologize. Yeah,
don't apologize.
Never
own it.
Because then it's going to go deeper than
IHOP is coming for you now for loving.
Well, waffle. IHOP can suck it.
All right, Gary, hold on. Gary, tell him.
Waffle what? To the waffle.
Suck the butter off
the
waffle.
The awful waffle was packed, but I ain't going to IHOP.
IHOP is Waffle House for white folks.
That's right. Waffle House for the low down gangsters. The OGs.
All right, commuters who took the law into their own hands when a two passenger, that means subway, dropped his trousers in a packed London Underground carriage. Yep, and now they're after the four men who stepped in when he repeatedly refused to pull up his pants.
No, they beat the brakes off the guy. He deserved that mess.
No, they're looking for him.
No, I'm sure they are.
That's terrible.
But detectives are probing whether the vigilante has committed any criminal offenses in the confrontation.
Were they probing with his pants off?
After he refused to pull up his pants.
Look, that was the problem. They're probing with his pants off.
You got a grown man who pulled his pants down and showed all this stuff in front of women's kids, children.
Society used to be allowed to self-regulate.
And they whooped his tail.
And now they don't. The police do not allow that.
No, this is what's wrong with Europe right now.
You should have got that's a
I think in life. Our community, if you did that, the police can walk up. Thank you.
They should.
Thank you for thank being you. Open.
I would have walked.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, I would have walked up there and stood beside him, pulled my pants down, and said, "You're not alone, friend.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. I stand with you.
Is that a left-handed trait?
No.
Yeah. Or is it a hazel eye trait?
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. It was a good Murphy. Eddie Murphy was a good comedian too. If you go back to watching
Eddie Murphy, Raw was really good. Eddie Murphy Raw was good.
Raw was a good one. Real good.
He was good.
He didn't hold nothing back. And he was good. Eddie Murphy was really good on Saturday Night Live.
Chris Rock was good. Chris Rock pushed he pushed aside old norms.
He pushed a lot of boundaries for comedians.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live used to be legit.
Oh, too legit.
Too legit to quit.
Hey, hey.
No doubt.
A woman was horrified when her bosom suddenly grew 5 cup sizes for no apparent reason, which she later learned was thanks to an extremely rare condition. Michelle Sequina had a petite 32A size chest and was comfortably in her body before the shocking change, which took place over several months. And this is her after going from an A right reason. There's her before.
That's not an A.
Well, she took that vitamin.
Yeah, that's not an A.
That's not an A.
She took that
before and after.
She has the A sticking out the top half.
For real.
She took that vitamin on Facebook.
What is that?
That's not normal.
Is that Extends? She was using Extends. He's watched that.
But people
doesn't work. That was
old. She was diagnosed with gigantomastia, a rare condition that causes rapid growth of breast tissue.
You want big breasts?
No. So I was thinking about somewhere else. Feet.
She was very. She was normal looking. Oh wow.
She's more attractive than the.
So how does this occur? Is it like a gene issue, or is it like
it's a bra issue?
It's a bra issue.
Michelle
was referred to a consultant at a hospital.
That red one had a lot of compression.
She's from South Africa, where she is diagnosed with gigantomastia, a rare condition that causes excessive and rapid growth of breast tissue.
So are they going to keep growing?
According to Cleveland Clinic, it can happen during puberty, pregnancy, or from taking medication.
What medication?
Only about 300 documented cases.
That's
wow.
Insane,
wow. It is.
The cost of reduction would set her back more than $8,000.
Yeah, but at some point, it's a health issue. You got to cut that. I mean,
the back.
Because she's not a very big girl.
No, and look, she was cute the other way. Yeah,
I mean, she was cute both ways. I thought she was nice looking.
She wants to only have it cut back to a D. She wants to go from an A to a D.
So she got.
She should do an only like not OnlyFans, but a GoFundMe.
Aren't y'all glad that our underwear aren't like rated?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
I'll be a 34A. I'll be like.
Donnie, you hit on something right there.
A 44A, you're like,
you're gonna be a 48A.
You try Will Hall.
Now, no one would buy the A underwear. They would all buy the
My underwear would be so saggy in the front. I'd be wearing wearing 34 Magnum.
Yeah, that's it. Gary's right. There would be like everybody wear the Magnum. Yeah. And they'd be sold out of Magnum underwear. Yeah.
When I wore shorts, it'd be hanging out the bottom.
Your pouch is showing.
That's a good point, Donnie. That's a good point. If underwear were rated, men would not be like women and just buy what fit. They would buy what sounded good.
Yeah.
They'd walk up to the counter and be like, "Hey, man, let me get that Magnum."
But then you got a dude that fits you for it. You know how women go get their stuff in? You got a dude that fits you.
No, dude, it's too tight. It's too tight.
It's going to be like a PVC pipe.
Put it in there. That's not right.
It's too tight. Like, you're tripping on it, sir. No, I'm telling you. I know my size.
Sir, I see you're a B holder. No, sir, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
Measure again.
Clear wasp fallout explodes as workers from bomb factory blows the lids on the true threat of the crisis. So let's see where we're at here.
I think you pronounced that incorrectly. It's nuclear.
What
we say around here.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. You got to add the extra U between the L and the nuclear.
So they found a wasp nest that had nuclear.
I think she got stung by a nuclear wasp.
I think so too.
That would be the nests do not pose a health risk to workers surrounding the communities.
I've seen enough Godzilla movies. I know what I'm talking about. That's Mothra coming around
Jamie would start a nudist colony around the
That's Wasper. Look, I know what I have to do, but I don't want to do it.
He said this is all natural supplement.
It'd be like Randy Barnes put his testicles in the microwave. Exactly. Just get a little cancer, son. Just get a little cancer.
That's true.
Gary, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just get a little cancer. Yeah.
Today is also filet mignon day.
I like a good filet mignon.
Again?
It is. Wednesday, today is National Filet Mignon Day.
Filet is a great cut.
It's not my favorite, though.
I think a ribeye is
probably between
my
that
favorite.
And a ribeye for me.
I think a ribeye is my favorite. I like the little bit of fat.
I tell you, a good New York strip is hard to beat.
A New York strip is good if you cook it right.
It's got to be cooked right.
I will tell y'all, surprisingly, one of my favorite cuts, flank.
If you cook it right.
Dude.
I mean, you cook anything right, it's going to be awesome.
Yes, but so go get the flank steak at Texas Day Brazil. And tell me that's not one of the best steaks you ever had.
We cook the flank steak all the time at the house.
Oh, we do, yeah.
As long as you keep it medium rare.
Yeah, you have to you marinate it for a while. And
it's great.
Yeah.
We do bowls all the time, and it's with flank steak. Mm-hmm. Way cheaper, too.
But you can't have talk about filet or anything. Any steak you have cannot be, above medium. To be okay.
Oh, well, no.
It's got to be medium rare. I have to have medium rare.
I like mine on the rare side of medium. I don't necessarily like medium rare.
There's a fine point between medium rare and medium. That's the perfect spot.
Yeah. You get too far that way, and I don't want it red in the middle.
Yeah.
Butter does a lot.
But I reverse sear my steaks.
You reverse sear?
Reverse sear, yeah. I bake them in a cast iron in the oven with butter and garlic and some other season. Mm-hmm. Then when they reach, reach temperature.
Probably 115.
Throw them on the griddle a minute on each side.
A nice hot grill.
Yeah, like 500 degrees.
Yeah, you got to have a hot grill. Super hot. Got trapped in flavors.
And then you slice. And anytime I do steak in the house, I don't. Serve anybody a steak. I'm slicing some bitch up.
You got slices. Yeah, that's right. You get pieces. That's what's better. If you make it a finger food,
we do that with the bowls, man. It's so good like that. And so butter, good. Garlic butter, mixed butter. Walmart sells that little butter that's already got the stuff.
Yeah, Sam's has that garlic chain, butter in there. So all right, let's end this thing.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cried. 'Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this.